Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishma Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Shabbos. We are going to learn the second Mishnah and the fourth parak and the first Mishnah and the fifth parak. And the Mishnah begins as follows. Tomim Bishlachim Umetaltalinosam. We can go ahead and surround and insulate a pot of food with animal hides because they don't add any heat. Umetaltalinosam. And we can take them off on Shabbos because even the hides that aren't used to insulate are not going to be muksa, since they can be used as rugs in order to sit down on. And that's how people used to sit on the floor. And so since it's going to be, even though their primary use is going to be made into leather, they're not muksa, because there is a way to use them properly on Shabbos. Begizei tzemer, you can also insulate a pot with wool shearings that aren't moist. Ein metaltlin osam, but you can't move them on Shabbos, even if they were insulating food, because we usually spin those gizei tzemer, those shearings, and we turn them into thread and weave that into cloth. All of that is not allowed on Shabbos, unlike the animal skins. So what are you supposed to do when you surround your pot with these wool shearings before Shabbos? How do you open the pot without moving the wool? So what you do is you're going to take off the lid of the pot, and then the wool is going to fall off on its own. And if you can do that, and of course you don't have to move the shearings to get to the top of the lid, right? So then it's going to be permitted because you're going to move something that's not muktzah, even if you're causing the muktzah to be moved, if you're doing it for something that's mutter. And so that's going to be acceptable. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, well, Kupa, what if you have a pot that's inside a box of food, a pot of food that's inside a box which is surrounded with wool shearings? So matoch al tzidoch v'notel. What you should do is tilt the box which has the wool and the pot and move it onto its side and then take out the pot. That way all the shearings slide to one side. And then when you want to put the pot back inside the box, you put it in the box that's away from where the shearings are. Then when the box is again turned upright, the shearings will move back into the right position. But you can't take the pot out of the box without tilting the box. Shema Yitov Ein Yochel Achzer, because we're worried that when you take the pot out of the box, what's going to happen? You're not going to be able to put it back inside because the shearings are going to look for the lowest space, and they're going to fall into the hole where the pot used to be. And then you're going to forget when you want to put the pot back inside. You're going to move the wool, and that means you're going to be metaltel muktzah. You're going to move the muktzah. And so therefore, that's going to be a problem, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. V'chachamim omrim v'chachamim say, what are you talking about? No tolu machzer. You can take the pot out without tilting the box. You can put it in the box, as long as the wool shearings didn't fall into the pot. In other words, we're not concerned that if we said it was okay, you may move it when it falls into the hole. However, the Chachamim do agree, says the Bartanurim, that if the wool did fall in the hole, you can't move it out of the way. Now, as far as insulating food, is lo kisomi bodyom, if you didn't cover the pot while it was daytime, lo yichasenu mishetechshach, you can't cover it once Shabbos started. Right? Even with a davar sheino mosif hevel, because we're worried that if you're allowed to wrap hot food on Shabbos to maintain heat, you might see that a person might see that the food cooled off, and then you might reheat it before you go ahead and use it, and that's going to be a problem. Kisov in iskala. However, once the pot was covered before Shabbos with a davar sheino mosif hevel, with something that doesn't add heat, and then it became uncovered on Shabbos, mutar lachasos, so you can go back and cover it again, since it was already covered when Shabbos began. The Mishnah also says, memalia sakiton, you can fill a bottle with cold water, benosim letachas hakaro letachas hakeses, you can put it under a pillow or a cushion on Shabbos in order to take away the chill. Now, even though you're not allowed to wrap food on Shabbos, wrapping cold food is mutter, it's not the formal way we do things, so it would be okay. The Mishnah continues in the fifth parak and says, "Bamban behema yotza b'mayin yotza." We're not allowed to let our animals work on Shabbos. We're told, "Dos asa kol melacha ato vin chavitecha avdecha v'amascha uvem techa." We're told that on the seventh day we are supposed to take a rest. L'man yanuach shorcha v'lecham orecha, that your ox and your donkey are supposed to rest, and so therefore we're not allowed to have our animals work. It's called shvisas behemto. However, we are allowed to let animals graze on Shabbos because animals are permitted. Now, what can an animal walk around and do? So yotze agamo b'afsar v'naka b'chatam v'lut gis b'prumbia v'sus b'sher, right? The fact of the matter is that a camel can go out with a leash tied around its mouth, right? And an animal's allowed out with it, the leash tied to the camel's mouth keeps it under control. And so the animal can go out with it. And the female, white female camel is allowed to go out with the ring, with the nose ring. It's harder to control. It tends to run away more, says Rashi. And so therefore the leash is not tied around its mouth. It's attached to a metal ring inserted in its nose. And since that's needed for control, it can go out on Shabbos wearing them. The Libyan donkey is allowed to go out with the bridle. Again, it's for the control. They're much more powerful than other donkeys. A horse can go out with a collar, b'sher, b'chol balei asher yotzim b'sher. All animals that wear a collar, hunting dogs, etc., are allowed to go outside with collars wrapped around their necks. B'nimshachem b'sher, or they can be pulled by the leash of the collar in that situation on Shabbos. And each of these things are there to restrain the animal, and so it's not considered a masui, it's not considered a burden, and the animal can go out in the public domain. If you need to sprinkle paraduma water on it, or stick it in the mikveh, the animal is allowed to do that while these particular items, for these particular animals, the nose ring for the white female camel, the collar for the hunting dog, and they can go in into the mikveh while they're still in their place, or while the hazah is happening there. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great, fantastic, amazing day.